Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank the Lord for a blessed new day that the Lord has made, that has added into our lives. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for renewed mercies and grace. We bless the Lord and give him glory and honor. Thanking him for all his great and mighty acts. There is none like him and never will be. The true and living God, Jesus Christ. He is awesome, a phenomenal God. The great and mighty things he do. Even bless us, glory to God, in things that we cannot even imagine that will come to pass when he gives favor and touch hearts to even be a blessing back to us as he's teaching us how to be a blessing to others. In the name of Jesus, blessed be the name of God. He is worthy of all the praise. He is, glory to God, our El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the More Than Enough God. Praise the Lord, El Shaddai. I'm weak and you are strong, you are almighty, and I am desperately in need of your strength. Give me strength, I pray, to live my life for you. I cannot do it without your help, Lord. Help me to see when I'm operating in the flesh. Make my life fruitful, El Shaddai, in my witness to others and in my Bible study. Let me know more of you and experience more of your grace and power. I worship you, El Shaddai, and I confess my dependency on you, O Lord. Elohim. Praise God, our God. Oh, Lord, I lift your name, Elohim. You are the one that created me. By your great power, you are the great God of the universe, and yet you choose to give me Bible full of blessed promises to live by. Thank you, Elohim, for your writing down your covenant in the Holy Scriptures. Thank you for loving me so much that you gave me the precious covenant of the cross. I worship you and adore you, Elohim. Oh my God, you're an awesome God, the Alpha and Omega. Bless the Lord. Lord, you are the beginning and the ending. My life begins because of you. My life will end when you command it. You are the first and the last of all things, and for that I am grateful. I glorify your name, Alpha and Omega. You truly encompass all that I will ever need in heaven and in earth. You were there before the dawn of time and will be there at the awakening of the eternity and beyond. You are God. What a mighty God we serve. And Father, we thank you for the Paraclete, which is the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, for a wonderful counselor. In the name of Jesus, teach us to worship you, O Lord. O God, you have proven to us many times when my heart was burdened that you counselor your counsel is miraculous. You have comforted me when I was hurting. You have shown me the way when I was lost. You have quickened my spirit with your word. You truly are Paraclete, my wonderful counselor. Please bless me, my God, with more of your wisdom. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you, glory to God, because you are worthy of the praise this day. We bless you for another day that the Lord has made. And in it, God, we glorify you and magnify you and thank you for all that you do every day. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we bind all Satan's evil, wicked demons, lying, unclean, perverse, tormenting spirits, and strong men and messengers, that their eyes be blind, their ears deaf to our prayers, conversations, and actions. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, unless we speak directly to them, we bind them and command them not to manifest in our presence. The presence of the Lord at a rich and maketh no sorrow. The presence of anyone that I am or we are around, glory to God today. The presence of anyone that we have prayed for, glory today, or in the presence of our homes, cars, glory to God, our vehicles, glory to God, our property, God, even in ministry, marriages, finances. Heavenly Father, we ask you to shut any door that need to be shut and open whatever door that need to be opened, that need to be opened in the spiritual realm and the natural realm to our lives. In Jesus' holy name, Heavenly Father, we pray, glory to God, and we apply the blood of Jesus over the doorways and that the enemy be rendered powerless in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, glory to God, that the work of the Lord Jesus Christ be manifested the more in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, as we give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Cover our families. Cover, glory to God, our church family. Cover, glory to God, hallelujah, the schools and the workplaces that our families and loved ones and church family go to, God. And in Jesus' name we pray, glory to God, that your will be done. We bless you, glory to God, as we put on the armor of God. And thank you for that mighty armor that you provide for us. So thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the helmet of salvation. Thank you for the breastplate of righteousness. Thank you as we girded up with the truth, the sandals of peace, the shield of faith, which protects God us from all fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick up the sword of the Spirit, glory to God, the word of God, that we choose to use against the forces of evil in our lives. Oh, God, we thank you that our feet, glory to God, the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ of the kingdom of God. We ask the Lord, according to John 14:13-14, to be our God and our shield about us. Take us into the cleft of the rock and underneath, God, your mighty wings, according to Psalms 91:1, and put your armor on us and live and pray in complete dependency upon you and pray in the Spirit at all times, of all occasions, Ephesians 6:10-18. Blessed Heavenly Father, to God be the glory in the name of Jesus. Even thank you for the angels, glory to God, hallelujah, that encamped about us. And God, thank you, Lord God, for all that you do and for the protection, for the shield, for the blood covering. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you again for the time that you allow us to come together to worship you, to praise you, to magnify your name. Thank you again, glory to God, for being able to come together in our worship time, whether it be in a building, whether it be on the line, wherever it be, just in our presence, in our prayer closet. God, you get the glory. God, you want sincere worshipers worshiping you in spirit and in truth. So we bless you for it, God. In the name of Jesus, those that have made up their minds that they're going to put you first, that you said, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else is be added. Not the lip service that we say, but the things, glory to God, that not only that we say, but we do, glory to manifest the power of your anointing to represent Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Counselor, our Prince of Peace. Oh, glory to God. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you do every day. Thank you again, Lord, just glory to God, for thanking you for the mercy. In the midst of all the chaos and turmoil, all the stuff that goes on in the cosmos, in the world, God, you, glory, I said you never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, Lord, for the wisdom of God being manifested in our lives as we open our ears to hear and to submit ourselves to in obedience to it. Thank you for those that are faithful that decided, I'm not going to compromise, I'm not going to take down, I'm not going to be bullied or glory to God, coerced with the things that the enemy is doing and will not be manipulated. God, I pray you continue to bless and strengthen in the name of Jesus. For those that have turned away or compromising, awaken them, God. Strengthen them, glory to God, to make up their minds and to choose this day who they're going to serve, because you said we can't serve no two masters. God, I pray, glory to God, for the change of heart and change of mind for those that have got caught up in this cosmos, got caught up in the cares of this life, and got caught up in the sin of this world, glory to God, turning away from you and compromising, still trying to serve you because they want fire insurance to stay out of hell. They want health insurance to stay healthy, and glory to God, they still want to be able to make it into the kingdom of God. Oh, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to bless and awaken that you already said. We cannot, glory to God, eat off your table and the devil's tables too. And glory to God, you said we're going to know the tree by the fruit it bears. Help us to have the fruit of righteousness, God. Ah, the character of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to pray. Help us to pray one for another for those that are falling astray or falling in compromises, that we will pray and not judge, but according to what word, glory, and apply the word in the name of Jesus. But give us wisdom and meekness to restore. But even in the midst of it, help us to continue to pray without ceasing. But help us to remember to pray for ourselves, to keep ourselves built up, that we don't get deplenished, glory to God, so we can get replenished by your word, staying in your word, staying in your presence, glory to God, with the multitude of counsel and safety. Oh, God, staying in a place of submission to your will and not compromising your word. In the name of Jesus, and the struggle we are getting you with, the more of the anointing, more of the power and authority, we can put the enemy to flight, and we can stand on his word, glory to God, with assurance to know, nevertheless, oh, God, no matter what I feel or what's going on or what's been provoked to agitate, at the end of the day is, do you trust me? You trust me, Greg, when your enemies come against you? Do you trust me when things are going wayward in the families, in the marriages? Or do you trust me, glory to God, when your body is racking with pain and looks like there's no way, glory to God, to get any relief? Oh, do you trust me? Do you trust me, glory to God, when you're being portrayed or whatever? Oh, we cannot go around and just blame this person and blame that person. But God, do we trust you to bring us through and bring us up? You don't sit so high that you can't be touched down here with our infirmities. You already know what we're going through, because you already said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of no. You have trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer. I overcome the world. You can be overcomers, because greater is he on the inside of you. I'm in you. Oh, glory, and I've given you power through the Holy Spirit. All the tools that I've given and the weapons I've given, they are not carnal. Oh, God, your imagination, say, pull it down. Cast your cares. Oh, God, you love us so much, and how you say you'll turn things around for our good, for those that love you. You'll never leave us. God, I thank you. Help us, God, to really trust you when we can't trace you. Oh, God, and even for those that need comfort, those that have gotten weak, you told us to pray one for another, bear one another's burdens. Oh, God, strong bear the firmness of the weak. If we do it like you say, God, we will be a force to be working with. We'll see so much power and authority being operated in this earth realm, not for flesh and not for somebody, glory to God, want to be recognized and glory, trying to take your glory. But if we be on one accord, we can. People will see that our God is God, and he's the true and living God, the only one that can save and deliver. Oh, God, I bless you today. I pray, glory to God, for our sisters and brothers that are standing. All they know how to stand. Oh, that they continue to stay on that wall. God, even when they're being tormented and agitated, give comfort and encouragement. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your armor, God. Thank you for your anointing that destroys yokes. Thank you for those that will stand, God, that we come together on one accord. God, I'm praying, glory to God, for encouragement, praying for the healings that is needed for those that are out there working, still on, glory to God, glory, carrying around, carrying the work of the kingdom in the name of Jesus, Christ. Even though things are going on in their homes and in their lives, and they're holding up the bloodstain, but bless them, God. Breathe on them, strengthen them, encourage them, in the name of Jesus. Send help, God, and help us to be helpers one to another, because you put your word in us. We're your hands, your feet. God, help us to walk in obedience to that in the name of Jesus. Oh, you're so good to us. Even when we fall, God, thank you for you being our advocate, Jesus, that we can call upon your name and know that you'll answer. Thank you, Lord God, for comfort we find in you and in your word. Oh, God, and in the Holy Spirit. God, we bless you today. All of those that are hurting now and being abused and accused and ostracized and criticized and going through the floods and going through the fires and going through the wars, God, touch, heal, deliver, restore, bring restoration. And I pray for salvation to come to many that's going through the trial, glory to God, in this testing time and hard times, God, that you restore, God, so they can come to a place that they can recognize that it is a true and living God, and they can give their lives to you. Those that are going through those storms that are saved, don't let them give up, God. Give them strength and courage to continue to stand and keep the faith, no matter what the voices of the enemy are saying. You, glory to God, in your word has already told us that you are, the servant said, I've been old and now young. I've been younger, now old, never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. So we thank you, Lord God, We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. God, there is none like thee. We thank you tonight, God, for your word. Oh, God, and I pray for these prayer warriors that they continue to pray and hold fast the faith and they're not lean to the left or the right. Let us know, glory to God, that you are God that's faithful to your word. Help us to be faithful, God. Help us not to take down. Help us not to compromise. Help us not to put what we desire, what we want before you in the name of Jesus. Because whatever is on seeking, on saying, it's going to fall, glory to God. But if we build on the rock of your word and knowing you said it's okay, ah, God, we don't have to worry about what the enemy said. We can stand and say, God, you said. So, God, I bless you tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for the glory that great is thy faithfulness. And I pray as you bless these prayer warriors as they pray. God, I pray the anointing, glory to God, continue to flow. I pray you continue to keep them. I pray against any satanic and demonic force that will come against, glory to God, this anointing. We pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless our sisters. We pray, glory to God, that you bless Pastor Danny. Touch your body. Bind the works of the enemy with that sciatic nerve that's still coming up against our body. We curse and counsel that, God, you are doing something great and mighty on the other side. It's no matter what, the enemy got to lose his hold. And we believe in, glory to God, even before, glory to God, this month is out. But you can do it any moment, any time. It will not be a reoccurrence. In the name of Jesus, thank you for touching Alicia's body. God, we thank you, Lord God, coming against those fibroids. We thank you, Lord God, for touching, glory to God, Tasha's body. We thank you, Lord God, for touching our families. And thank you for touching the Carmelita's body. Thank you for touching Mother Freeman's body and Mother Camp. God, we thank you, Lord God, for touching Pastor Bird's body. God, we know, glory to God, many things, Mother McCormick, myself, and many others that I be going through. And all the prayer warriors, touch them, God, in every way. But, God, I thank you for the faithfulness of those that say they love you and really standing for you in spite of what their bodies and their families going through. They're still glorifying you, still lifting up your name, still giving you the power, the praise, God. We are praying, glory to God, even for in the midst of this monkeypox, even though it's been out here for some years, and glory to God, it stemmed from man laying with man because they want to lay in sin and glory to God, do what they want to do, and now it's spreading, and now they're trying to make it natural and normal what on the eye gates that we see on the TV, on the internet, in the streets, whatever it is, but they will never be, glory to God, condoned for the Lord saying, so we not, there can't be sitting up condoning and laughing and giggling at it's so cute, the blood of Jesus. God, we got to have more awareness to recognize, glory to God, that we got to stand and still love, but we cannot agree with sin. In the name of Jesus, you said be not a partaker of another man's sin. God, we will pray against that lustful, seducing spirit in the name of Jesus. And even people that hang around it too much out of curiosity, before you know it, that could transfer his spirit, and their glory to God be seducing. And seducing our little children all the way from elementary. Some of it goes because they're living in a house with that. Others, glory to God, because curiosity is there. And then other ones, glory to God, are introducing them to this foolishness. And it's all in their face anyway, on the TV, on the internet. God, we are praying right now against that seed that's been planted, that it be a root, and it will not go around. It'll dry out, die out, and it will not produce. It will not produce. Help us to be aware as we pray in our household, because it's creeping in, glory out through the internet, creeping in, glory out through these chat rooms, creeping in, glory to God, for the company, glory to God, our children, teeth, and people. Oh, glory to God, they're older now, some glory out teenagers, some are grown, and some, glory to God, are just still younger. Only thing we can do is pray and glory to God, try to present, glory to God, the knowledge that is needed in the name of Jesus, but God is the one who has to do the increase. We can only pray and water, plant and water, and believe by faith. God, help us also not to get so agitated and aggravated when things are going on that, glory to God, contrary to the will of the Lord. But we got to stand firm with, glory to God, that faith. But then, in the meantime, he said, angry but sinned not. Help us not to allow the enemy to pull us out on the carpet and cause us, glory to God, to lose our testimony because of our feelings and emotions in the way instead of standing like Jesus did with all that he went through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Times he didn't say nothing, and other times, glory to God, he did. At the time, even through his trial, when it was appointed for him to say things that God released for him to do so, we cannot fight this battle. We got to let the Lord give us wisdom how to go in and how to go out. And there are things that we got to stand up and be bold and be frank and firm with, and there's other things, glory to God, we got to be quiet when our flesh is aching to say something. God, your will being done. In the name of Jesus, you said out of the abundance the heart speak. We wanted to speak over the things of God, the articles of God, the things that are pleasing in the sight of God, even when we got to be firm and frank, being led by the Spirit. God, I pray right now for the body like never before. We will be a people that will stand up for righteousness and holiness,
Stand up, glory to God, and be accountable in the name of Jesus. And help us, glory to God, not to get ahead of you. In the name of Jesus, whatever you've given us to do, whatever, glory to God, ministry you put in us, whatever you have said is yet to come to pass, help us not to move ahead of you. Oh, God, we pray for marriages. We pray against the foul spirits of the enemy to come to bring separation in the families, in the marriages, in the homes with the parents and the children. You told us in these last days things that don't mean that we got to come and settle. You told us to pray and bind and loose and cancel assignments of the enemy because we're still supposed to be witnesses down here in earth realm. So we come against the satanic forces. Oh, God, even coming up in the church, glory to God, and being seductive and, glory to God, real sneaky and cunning. God, we are praying for the ministers of the gospel to be strong, to stand up and stay in the word and not let their eye gates get caught up in the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, getting succumbed to things, glory to God, of glory out of greed with money and power. Oh, God, doors to be open for the enemy to come in. And even some, glory to God, never let go some of their lust. It just gotten hidden. Now opportunities have come, and they'll find themselves in places that shouldn't be touching and doing things, even with our children. God, we are praying in the name of Jesus against this foul and unclean spirit. Oh, God, help us to be so aware that we don't get so caught up, glory to God, making gods and idols out of, glory to God, our pastors and the prophets and the prayer partners. And God, we're to love one another, but we are always to put you first. Put you first. Seek you first, even before we call on anybody else. We know as babes, they got to learn, glory to God, even through that. But after you done been saved 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and you can't stand on your own, you still got to run to the pastor, the prophet, or whoever else first before you go to God, something is wrong with this picture. Oh, God, we are praying like never before. Help us to pray one for another. Help us to help one another. But never put nobody else before you. Or nothing. Education and glory to God and all the stuff that we do, glory to God, to please our children and our glory to God, our employer, this, that, and the other, and put you on the back burner until a crisis comes. Then we want to make you the Christ of the crisis. Ah, glory to God. God said, glory, he's a jealous God. But God, we just got to pray them more. But thank you for the faithfulness of those that are. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for revealing it to us. Thank you for comforting and directing us. Thank you, glory to God, for bringing truth to the table. Help us to know, glory to God, we can't water it down. We need you like never before. God, help us to continue to pray one for another and get rid of this anger and tempers and, glory, our feelings and emotions. God, we got to put it on the cross. We got to put it in a place, glory to God, in that word, to let that word work some things out of like you're working a laxer to work that, glory to God, that toxin out of our spirit, out of our bodies, in the name of Jesus, and cast the cares and worship you in spirit and in truth. Help us to know this too shall pass. It may be real hard right now in some cases, may be real challenging in some cases, but glory to God, nevertheless, you say the way of the transgressor is hard, but your commandments are not grievous. The more closer we draw to you, the more we accept your word, the more we fall in love with you, the lighter it would be and the easier it would be to go through in the name of Jesus. And not saying there might be have some challenging times, but it will not be like it is without having you first. God, so we bless you today. We love you. We appreciate you. Strengthen us. Cover us under the blood. Bind up every satanic and demonic force, every scheme, plot, plan of the enemy that will come against, glory to God, these prayers and the prayer that's being prayed. We pray against, glory to God, sickness and disease. This COVID bound it up for rising back up. Give people wisdom. Pray, glory to God, against the monkey pops and even the demons, glory to God, that want to keep people bound up in that, even though they're running to try to get a shot now and getting in lines for it. Glory to God. And one man, 62 or 63 years old, talking about, glory to God, well, he done cut back some now because he look scared, but he calling every day to find out when he gets shot so he can go back and play. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Don't want to come out of your sins. Know the danger there, but I just want nobody got a shot so I can go do what I can do. The devil is a lie. God, that's the trick of the enemy with people's minds. That's why we got to pray for their minds in every way, not only for this kind of stuff that's going on, but just sin in general. God, we plead the blood of Jesus. Every plot, plan, and scheme already setting up things against our children at school or in the office or either on the streets or all these other things that are going on, we rebuke, bind, and loose, be dismantled, uprooted, and canceled in Jesus' name. And God, we speak life, health, wholeness, peace, and joy, strength, courage, and repentance. And keep our spirit of repentance, of humility. And thank you for being our advocate. We love you today. We appreciate it. Cover all of us, all under the blood, and our families, loved ones, and glory to those that are on the line, those glory to God in the body of Christ that are living righteous, and those that are not, we are praying, glory to God, to be on a spiritual awakening to the giants. In the name of Jesus, we love you, and we appreciate you. We glorify you. You are such an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God. In the name of Jesus. We're going to have Pastor Bird glory to God. Open up the, as I open the line, she'll be the first one to, glory to God, to, now the enemy's trying to play with my internet. Blood of Jesus. You're going to lose here in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. As soon as I can get the line open, it's jumping all over the place, and he can be mad all he wanted, but these prayers are going to go forth tonight. You will not believe what my screen is doing, but nevertheless, Jesus, we stand on your word that you're going to bless, and we're going to get what needs to be done done. So I'm opening the first line, and when I try to get back to Mother Willette and Brother Black, and then we'll take it from that point, because right now looks like we're having a little challenge, so we're going to open those couple of lines for now. And Pastor, glory to God, Bird, you can take it from here.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to your name, Father God. We praise you. We honor you. And we give you glory. We thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day, God, that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we trust you tonight that you will lead, guide, and direct us in the path that we are to follow in Jesus' name. I want to read this scripture, Matthew 24:4-6. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. So much deception is going on now. For many come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We trust you, God. In times like these, Father God, we know that we need a Savior. And God, we need you like never before. So many things are going on. So many things, God. People are being deceived. People have their own canvas, God, and they write me in whatever they want. But God, we thank you that you already alerted us to the things that would come to pass before your return. So we give you glory and honor tonight, and we pray, God, for this nation. We pray for the United States of America as we lift them up to you. We lift up the leaders of this country, the president, vice president, the cabinet, the senate, the representatives, and all of those that are in high places, God, and all of those that make decisions for this nation. We are praying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they not be deceived with everything that's going on now, God. They look to the people, Father God, and they want to be popular. But I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that they will come against sin and evil and every doctrine, God, that's not of you in Jesus' name. For Satan is alive and well, and he is deceiving even the elect now, God, in Jesus' name. But we thank you for your word, dear God. We thank you for the word of truth. We thank you, Father, that we be not conformed to this world, but we be transformed by the renewing of our minds, dear God, in Jesus' name. So we pray a blood covering, God, over the leaders of this nation. We pray, God, in Jesus' name, for godly men and women, that they will seek your face, God, in the midst of everything that's going on, It's all right to be unpopular because we already know, Father, that in these last days that the devil going to make the truth look like a lie and make the lie look like truth. Every man making his own plans and deciding what they want to do. They're acting like there's no right or wrong. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus that when it comes to different policies and strategies for this country, that they will seek your face like never before. In the name of Jesus, so that we can be in unison, so that we can be one, so that we can walk together just like your body, Father God, so that we can win. Because, Father God, whatever's going on in this country, it don't just affect one set of people, but we all accept it by it, Father God, in Jesus' name. So we ask that you have your way and touch those people that's in high positions, Father God, to make decisions that line up with the word of God, whether they are popular or not, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we do honor you tonight, and we praise you, Father God, as we come against Satan and all of his tactics now, because we know everything that's going on is called because of those spirits in high places. But God, we know that you're still God. We know, Father God, that you will lead and guide us into all truth. But we got to seek you out, Father God. We got to be in a place where we can hear you. We got to be in a place, God, where we can be in that place where we can hear you and not just hear, but be ready to obey and to speak forth what says the Lord. Because we see, God, that people that speak out get punished. But, God, that's just the time that we're living in. But help us, regardless of what people think of us or what they say to us or what they do, that we're going to walk in truth and we're going to let your word settle every argument in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for the body of Christ, that they will begin to speak what thus says the Lord. Father God, you can watch one minister after another minister preach, and all of them is just be good, just be kind, get your stuff, have the job you want. Do whatever you want to do. Be happy. But God, there is a hell. And people need to know that sin leads to death. People need to know, dear God, that I don't care what you collect here, dear God, that judgment is coming. We just can't live any way we want to live and think it's all right. Because that's what they're preaching and teaching. I pray, God, for those that you've given mega ministries, dear God, that they will begin to preach the word of God without compromise. I'm not talking about beating up on the sheep, God, because we do that too. But preach the whole article of God in the name of Jesus. And not worry about who's going to come back next Sunday or not. Because, God, their lives are at stake. So, Father God, I pray for all of those TV evangelists now. God, that they will speak truth and they will call sin, sin, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we need you like never before. We need you, Father God. Every day, every hour, and every minute, and every second. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit, like never before, to lead, guide, and direct us in the way that you want us to go. We are praying for a revival that will wake us up as a nation, Father God, starting in the White House, starting in our churches and in our home, we need to be awakened to truth. I listened to my sister. She was praying, Father God, and all of the things that she was naming, they are here, dear God, and we need to hear from you. We need a word from you, dear God, in the name of Jesus, because we believe that in these last days that the church is going to rise up and be victorious. We're believing, Father God, that in these last days, I don't care how bad Satan gets, I believe that the church is better than that. And I believe that the church is going to rise up and take its position and authority in the name of Jesus. And we're going to speak out truth, and we will be victorious. So, God, I pray for the body of Christ, the strength of your body, that we come together in oneness in the name of Jesus, proclaiming this gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, God, that we're going to pray, we're going to teach that gospel from Genesis all the way to Revelation, dear God, without sugarcoating the word of God, so that people will be saved, that they will turn away from this sin, God, all of us, because we're all sinners, just saved by grace. And I pray, Father, that our eyes will be open to truth so that we can spend eternity with you. God, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. We thank you, Father God, for touching us, touching our mind, giving us that mind of Christ, that we hold your feelings and purposes in our own heart. Thank you, God, that you touch our bodies and that we are healed by your stripes. Thanking you, Father, that every need we have is met in you through Christ Jesus. Thanking you, God, that there's nothing missing and nothing broken. And thank you, Father God, that you bless us, that we will be a blessing in all areas of our lives. God, we love you, we praise you, we worship and adore you. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. First of all, Minister B.J., Sister McCormick called and said that as she was on the line, she heard a loud boom. I think it may have been a power outage because their lights went out. So if she don't come on the line, that's what's going on, and she don't have but a little bit of time left on her cell phone. I just wanted to give you that message. And thank and praise God for a brand new day. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We acknowledge that you are the true and living God. And I just want to praise God before I pray, read a scripture. Psalms 121 verse 1 and 2 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. And verse 2 says, my help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. Glory be to God. And Psalms 33, praise God, hallelujah. And verse 1 through 4 says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with a harp, sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully, with a loud noise, hallelujah. For the word of the Lord is right, and all of his works are done in truth, hallelujah. And if I had a song to sing, praise God, it would be, I have decided to follow Jesus. Father, in that name that's above every name, I come before your presence, and I thank you so much that you care so much about us. You love your creation. Glory be to God. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Glory be to God, Jehovah Shamri. Hallelujah, our protector. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are good, you are merciful, and you are, Lord God, kind, and you, Lord God, hallelujah, you're slow to anger. Glory be to God. I thank you because you're plenteous, Lord God, in mercy, hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, for your grace. I thank you, Lord God, for your long-suffering and or your patience toward mankind. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for being on our side tonight. Hallelujah. I thank you that with you on our side, yes, you are more than the whole wide world against us. And I thank you, Lord God, the scripture teaches that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We belong to you, not to the world, not to darkness, not to hell, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I just thank you so much for the prayers I've already heard, and I do touch and agree with the prayers that was lifted up to you. And I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you release, Lord God, the answers to the prayers as we pray, believing that we receive, glory be to God, according to your divine will, which is your word. I pray, Lord God, that you release answers in the earth today. Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ that sit at the right hand of you making intercession for us. Thank you for your Holy Ghost. Sometimes we don't know what to pray because there's so much to pray about. But we will, Lord God, hallelujah, do what your word says. You said men ought to always pray. And I thank you, Lord God, that we can bring our supplications and make our petitions known to you with thanksgiving, knowing that you hear us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Not only do you hear us, Lord God, but you give us the petitions that we ask of thee, Lord God, according to John 16, verse 23 and 24. And Lord God, John 15, verse 7 says, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Glory be to God. Father, I just appreciate you. Hallelujah. I thank you. I praise your name. I thank you, Lord God, that in spite of the temperature, in spite of, Lord God, the atmosphere, I would say, Lord God, you're still on the throne and you're still working things out because you said in Romans, praise God, that all things work together for good to them that love you who are the called according to your purpose. Glory be to God. So I thank you, you're yet, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of, Lord God, all of the situations, you're still working things out for our good, glory be to God, and I trust what you say. That's why I thank you for the power of your word that says your word is right. Reminded me of a sermon, the word of God is right, something else is wrong. And I thank you, Lord God. I heard so much in the prayers, Lord God, that I will pray also in Christ Jesus' name. I touch and agree with those that Minister BJ was lifting up, Alicia, Tasha, Pastor Danny, Pastor Bird, and Mother McCormick, Common Leader, so many more, Lord God. We lift up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, praying, Lord God, hallelujah, that you bring about change, bring about healing, bring about deliverance, bring about strength, Lord God. Bring about, and I heard Pastor Prophetess Bird mentioned about, Lord, we need your help. Glory be to God. And I had written down, yes, we need your help, Lord God. We need your healing, and we need a word of hope, glory be to God, to encourage not only others but our own selves. Glory be to God. And I thank you. That's why I like what you said in Psalms, praise God, 121, verse 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from you. And I thank you, Lord God, that you helped me to understand that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. And you are still the answer for the world today. And I pray special prayer, Lord God, hallelujah, for words of wisdom, words of knowledge, Lord God, to encourage someone else with as you put them in our path. Give us a word of wisdom, a word of hope, Lord God, a word of knowledge so that we can give them a reason to hope, to let them know they don't have to stay if they're in a lost state. They don't have to stay in that condition. And, yes, we must, hallelujah, hear from the Holy Ghost and speak as the Holy Ghost give us words. Don't be afraid. I don't know how you be afraid with the Holy Ghost, because he'll give you, hallelujah, the anointing. He'll give you, Lord God, what it takes to speak the words that you give us to say to others to help them, Lord God, so that they may be loose from the jowls of this enemy at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because so many, yes, are headed down the wrong path. And God, they have no idea. Some of them, I don't believe they have any idea that they're lost, Lord God, and headed for this place called hell, where the fire will not be quenched, nor will the worms die. I have no idea why someone would want to go there. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray, oh Lord God, this evening that you will help. Hallelujah. You would give us, Lord God, the healing that's needed today. So many, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh God, by according to, Lord God, what you say, if we, hallelujah, whatsoever we ask you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God, you would give us, Lord God, hallelujah, what we ask for so that our joy will be full, praise God, John 16:23-24. So we pray, Lord God, for those that are lost, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that as you put a servant in their path, that you give them a word, Lord God, to encourage that person to know that the devil's been lying to you. If you're on that wrong path, it's time to come out of darkness. It's time to come out of this worldliness and come out of, Lord God, the fleshly behavior. Come out of disobedience. Come out of rebellion. Come out of homosexuality. Whatever it is that's keeping you from being in a right relationship with the Lord, it's time to come out, glory be to God. And I believe, God, that you'll give that person the help that they need. You praise God, hallelujah, you will heal them and deliver them from alcoholism, drug addiction, whatever it is, Lord God, that the devil has trapped them in. You will set them free in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, those held by the clutches of the enemy will be loose this evening in Christ Jesus' name and set them free. So many are dropping dead. They're dying. They're taking stuff. They don't even know what it's been laced with, and then they're dropping dead, Lord God. Have mercy, Jesus. We pray for deliverance this evening, Father God. Special prayers, Lord God, for those that are paraplegics, those that, Lord God, can't do for themselves. We pray, Lord God, for the AIDS, for the medical and health care staffs in Christ Jesus' name. Pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that you give us healing and deliverance, Lord God, freedom and, Lord God, deliverance from this sickness, from the sin, from the coronavirus, the monkey virus, whatever it is, Lord God, that's trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we pray for divine deliverance. We pray the sword of the Spirit will go forth, praise God, with your anointing, Lord God, and release, Lord God, hallelujah, divine virtuous healing power so that people will be set free. God, we pray for good, sound mind. We pray for those that are troubled with their mind this evening. The blood of Jesus against these mind disorders in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray, oh Lord God, hallelujah, that you help mankind. We pray for our leaders that they'll make better decisions in the name of, yes, the body of Christ, in Christ Jesus' name. Have mercy, Lord God, this evening, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ. Remember our children that are going to school. We pray for their protection. We pray, Lord God, that you would give strength and let the anointing of the Holy Ghost help the teachers to know if they put their trust in you, you're going to take care of them. Deliver them from all the evil. God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray special prayer, Lord God, and we cancel, the Lord God, every plot, scheme, Lord God, every trap that's been set, every scam. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, oh Lord God, against these things, and we bind them up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of wickedness, the works of darkness, the works of evil. Oh God, all those things that are not of you, we pray, oh Lord God, that people come, Lord God, to their good mind and good senses and choose to surrender their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way. There's nothing they could pay for that's going to cause to get them a better outcome than to surrender their life to the Lord Jesus. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters. I lift up Pastor BJ and her family, Lord God, and I pray for each one that's on this prayer line, Lord God, that come week after week. Bless them and give them the strength. Meet their needs according to your riches and glory. Lord God, remember our families, Lord God, our children, Lord God, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, Lord God, our neighbors and our friends, our leaders, our military, Lord God. We pray, oh God, for every situation, Lord God, that needs your hand of deliverance, your hand of mercy, your hand of grace. We pray, oh God, that you work out every situation, Lord God, according to your divine plan for all of our lives. And we give your name the praise. Lord God, have mercy. Give us the help that we need. Give us the healing that we need. And give us a word of hope in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now. Ask you for your mercy and your grace. And bless these your people, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I love you, Father God. I thank you and I praise you. And I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede on our behalf. It's in the precious and holy name of Jesus that I pray the prayer of faith. And I thank you that it's already done. Yes, sir. In faith, it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hello, can anybody hear me?
Can anybody hear me? I can hear you.
Yes,
I can hear you.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. In a couple of weeks, I'll be in college, and on Monday evenings from like 5:30 to like 8, I won't be on the prayer line. I'll be in school. And just for, you know, about 7 weeks. But until then, hallelujah, God. We just thank you, God. We just say hallelujah. We're walking in faith and victory, God. Hallelujah, Lord, that you supply according to Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, because we believe and we have what we believe in by faith, and we receive it, what we say, God. We shall have just that. So it's good to speak the word of God back to our Father, our Heavenly Father, so he can hasten to perform his word. As long as we continue to walk upright before him, as long as we continue to forget those things that are behind us and press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. If we fall, get back up and run with patience the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. No weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. Isaiah 54:17. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall condemn by speaking the word of God, by pleading the blood of Jesus over every situation, every circumstance in our life, telling that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. And you said, whatever we bind on earth has already been bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth, according to your word, has already been loosed in heaven. Even as in verse 19, Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 says, and any two of you come together, touching and agreeing, it'll come to pass. And when two or more gathered in your name, Father, in Jesus' name, Jesus, you are there in the midst. And we thank you, Lord, because Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, through your anointing, who strengthens us, which strengthens us. Hallelujah. This is our heritage, and our righteousness is of you, says the Lord. So we just thank you this evening. We thank you, God, for the whole day, a day we never seen before. But, Lord, your fruit of the Spirit lives in the inside of us, your fruit of love and joy and peace and long-suffering and goodness and meekness and gentleness and faith or faithfulness and self-control, Galatians 5:22, God. We just thank you, Lord. We lift up, Lord, everybody in the prayer line. Speak that prophet. Get some rest, God. Lord, that she has rest, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, the rest that only you can give her, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, for she's faithful on this prayer line. Lord, you made her the host, God. And I thank you for the rest in her life, God. I thank you for the rest, Lord, that she so desperately needs, God. Oh, graze her up even all the more in the spirit, God. Oh, God, Lord, bless sister or mother Osa, God. And bless her loved ones, all even to the youngest one, God. Let her siblings and loved ones, God, let everyone have jobs, God. Open a door that no man can shut and make a way out of no way, God. We speak your already written decree because we can have what we say we can have according to your word as long as we believe by faith. And as long as we stand on your word, and as long as we're walking upright before you, God, we are the branches and you are the true vine. In John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 1, and the Father is the husbandman. He does the pruning. He does the clipping, and he gives the increase. Some people water in our lives, even as we read the word. And some people, they plant seeds in our life, even as we continue to read the word and pray, God. But you give the increase nevertheless. We call those things which be not as though they were, God. And Mother McCormick, God, bless Imani, bless Sapori, bless Kelly, God. Bless Pastor Sims' nephew, God, and her brother, God. Bless Mother Willette's daughters, God. And all our grands, even my son and my sisters and brothers, God. Oh, Lord, even Mother Alexander, her loved ones, God, is the one she always lifts up in prayer. Concerning the problem with the mind and the body and Lord, we speak faith. We speak your healing virtue to touch each and every one of their lives, even the ones that don't speak, but come on and listen in, God. We speak encouragement to them and all of their loved ones, the whole household. Ah, oh, God, we speak comfort. We speak health and wealth. We speak finances, God. We bind up the hands of the enemy, every situation, every plot, plan, scheme, every transferring spirit, every demonic and satanic spirit, every lingering spirit that comes against the mind, that comes against our soul and body. Our spirit is automatically connected with you. But as we renew our mind, God, even get into to the habit of renewing and reading your word and praying on a daily basis, God, starting off with something and growing it on another level. Lord, worship you, being you and praising you and believing by faith all of your word, depositing your word in our spirits, our hearts, memorizing verses so we can speak those lovely verses back to you. We can speak to the enemy. When he brings thoughts into our mind, we can cast down those thoughts. We can bring those thoughts into subjection, into captivity, into the obedience of Christ. We can cast down those imaginations and think of things that are true, that are honest, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, that are of a good report, things that are praiseworthy, things that are virtuous. You tell us to think of these things in Philippians 4 and 8. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall garrison, guard, raise up and surround and protect our mind and heart. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for the forever blessings. We thank you when you bless, you don't curse. And we thank you that when you bless, you don't take it back. These things are forever. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You'll be with us until the end of age. You said heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot, not one tittle in your word will pass. And God, we thank you. We can rely on your word. We can trust in you. We can lean on you. We can roll in you. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding, our own understanding, but in all our ways, every single way, acknowledge him and he shall bring it to pass. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent. And God, we thank you for that. We have a Savior. We have a master, a commander-in-chief. Oh, God, who does exactly what he says, who fulfills every one of his promises, who's holy, who's lovable. You can tell him anything and he won't tell anybody. And he'll be with us. He abides in our heart. He has made his abode in our hearts. He supped with us and we sup with him. He communes with us and we commune with him. Revelation 3 and 18, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And anyone that hears my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and sup with him, and he with me. We thank you, Lord. You made your abode. You made your resting place. You made your bed. You set your room up in our house. Mi casa, su casa. My house is your house, and your house is my house. God, we thank you, Lord. We are the ark of your covenants. We are the branches, God. We are the sheep of your pasture. We thank you, Lord, for another beautiful day. And everything that you do is beautiful. We don't take these things for granted, and we won't ever. We will not. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hello.
God, we bless the Lord thus far for the prayers. We're going to have Mother Alexander. After Mother Alexander, if Mother McCormick line is still open, we will have her, or the net be Pastor Sims, in that order. God bless and praise God for the power of prayer.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to your name, Father God. God, you are so wonderful. Thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord, because only you make all things possible. And, Lord, we thank you. According to Psalms 113, I would like to read that. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in the heaven and in the earth? He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord is to be praised no matter where you are and what's going on, because he is a God that answers our prayer. He said in his word, if we pray, no matter what's going on in this earth, if we pray, the promises of God tell us that he will answer. He will heal the land. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, crying out for healing in the land, binding up the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease shall not have dominion in your people. Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, whatever we bind and hurt is bind in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. So, Father, we binding up this corona and this monkey pop. We binding these pestilence up. And we casting them back to the pit of hell where they belong. Because we going at your word, Lord God. You said in your word, and we take you by your word. If we pray, nothing on this earth is more powerful than the word of God. And we are sons and daughters of God. We come as one, praying for brothers and sisters, those we know, those we don't know. But we standing in the gap, claiming victory in the life. No matter what goes on, stand on God's word. Praise his holy name, because he is a God that answers prayer. And remember, nothing is too hard for God to do. If God said, I call you to stand faithful, you can stand faithful regardless what goes on in this world. We have the authority and the dominion to bind the works of the enemy. Come against the mind of our sisters and brother. When we binding it up and command it to loose the mind, loose it in the mighty name of Jesus, because Jesus said in his word, he gave us a sound mind. He gave us everything. When he went to the cross, we have authority and dominion to stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours because of Jesus Christ. Father God, you said in your word, strength is in Jehovah God. You believe in him, stand on the promises, knowing that God will make a way, because his promises said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. And his word do not fail. So, Father, help us to stand faithful regardless what we see in this world, regardless what we hear, knowing that you are the author and finisher of all things, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, you tell us whatever we bind. So we have the authority to bind the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. He shall not have authority over our sons and daughters. He shall not have authority over our great grandsons and our grandchildren. Because God said it, we must stand and faithfully believe it, because we is not of this world. We cannot let the enemy and his authority let us fall back. No. We're going to stand in the mighty name of Jesus and say what the Lord said. Because, Father God, his word tells us, I'll never forsake you. So we know we're never alone. Regardless what we see the situation is, we're never alone. Because the Lord said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And we know that nothing in this world can separate him from our love. Not separate us from him. We have it in us, then we hold on to it. If we have the love of God and we know we have the love of God in us, regardless what comes down, we still standing on God's word. binding up these diseases and sickness that try to come against the body. We got to bind it in the name of Jesus and let it know it has no authority, standing on the promises of God. Lord, we pray for the youth today, Lord God. So much situation going on with the youth today. But, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you touch the mind, Lord God. Strengthen the inner man in them. Open their eyes, Lord God, for them to see, Lord God, that there's a better way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father, that they seek you first before make any decision, but seek you first, knowing that your word is all we have and your word is what bring us through the storm. Father, we thank you this morning and we thank you all day long because without you we couldn't do nothing. Where would we be? But thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the head of the prayer line, Lord, that you continue to keep us strong, Lord God. You continue to let us keep going, Lord God, and bind up anything that come against to bring any sickness and disease, aches and pain against us. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Oh, God, we pray for one another on this line and stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing that you are the author and finisher of our life, Lord God. Knowing that no matter what goes on, Lord God, you see us. And you hear when we cry out to you, Heavenly Father. And we know you answer our prayers, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we thank you today. Thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you for strengthening us, Lord. Thank you for taking away disease and sickness from the midst of us, Lord God. Thank you for being our shield through the storm, Lord God. Because no matter what comes in this earth, we know that our Savior tells us, it is finished. He went and he suffered for us. He paid a price for everything. Nothing is new. Help us to hold on to his word, regardless what we see coming. Hold on to the word of the living God and know that we are more than conquerors because his word said it. We believe it. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you this afternoon. God, we give glory and honor. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask you right now, God, forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. And Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, and thank you, Lord God, for the sunshine, the rain. We thank you, Lord God, even for the situation that I'm going through right now at home with no lights on. But we thank you for it, Father. We thank you because we know, God, that you know all about it and you know how to fix it. So, God, we just put it in your hands on tonight, Lord God. And, God, we just pray, Lord God, for mankind all over the world, God. So many things are going on. So many things are happening. But we know, God, that you got it all in control, Father. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to look down on that man, that woman, that girl, boy. Somebody might be struggling. Somebody might be going through situations. Somebody might can't see the way, but we know you're able, Lord God, to take them through, to bring them out, and to help them to know, God, that you are the God that sits high and sees all things. So we just want to say thank you tonight, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, look down on those that's going through sickness in their body on tonight. So many are going through different sickness, but we know, God, by your word, you said by your stripes, that we are already healed. So we take that word and we use that word and we abide in the word, like you said, abide in the word, let the word abide in us. That we can be able to go forward to live that life that you want us to live and have the strength that you give us because you said the joy of the Lord is our strength. So Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God, we pray that you will look down on those sick people everywhere, Lord God. Look down on those that don't have food on tonight, Lord God. Those that don't know the way on tonight, God. Because you said in your word, let us not be weary and well-doing. Because in due season we'll reap if we faint not. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. And you told us to let not our heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. So, Father, we just pray. We just pray, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the water that you have blessed us with, Lord God. We thank you because so many, Lord God, that don't have that clean water. As I was looking on the TV today, how they were saying something about there was this place where this person had this water, and the water was not good for them, and it was making the little child sick. And, Lord God, some kind of way, if they got blessed with water. They got good, clean water. And I thought about that, and I was so excited. I was so excited that those people had clean water. And they were so excited because they could get in their bathtub and they could get in the shower and get that clean water. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We just praise you and we just lift you up on tonight, Lord, because you're a good God. You are God that's able to see us through. And we know it's the word. It's the word that's going to help us, Lord God. It's the word that's going to bring us through. It's the word that's going to help us to come out of those problems and those situations. Oh, God, you said, peace I leave with you, not as the world give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. So you told us not to let our heart be troubled because you have sent that peace. You have left us that peace. You have given us that gift. That's a gift that you have given us, that we can have that peace, that we don't have to be worried about situations. We could just look to the hill from which coming our help. And we know all our help comes from you, Lord. So we thank you tonight, Lord. We just praise you. We just praise you for all things, Lord God. We just praise you, and we just pray, Lord God, for the police on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for President Biden and Vice President Harris. We ask you to look on her on tonight, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the government, for things that's going on in this world. We don't understand, but we know, God, that we don't have to worry about it. We put it in your hands because you told us to cast some cares on you. Lean not to our own understanding. You told us to that. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for how he keeps proving himself to us. And he keeps wanting us to come to him. Like his word said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, God, we thank you. We thank you so much. We pray, Lord God, for the prayer warriors on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for Sister Hubbard. God, we ask you to bless her and keep her. God, we pray that you, Lord God, would give her what desire. Whatever she desired, God, we ask you to take her through, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors on the line, and we pray for their family. We pray, Lord God, for the ones that's on the line that maybe not seeing things at times, but we pray, Lord God, for them too, in your name, Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you, Lord. And we ask you, Lord God, that y'all continue to pray for us, that because it's getting kind of warm in here now. Pray for us here at this house. We even got our windows open, and we know that I don't know what has happened. I hear a big loud noise while going, and they said there was people everywhere, somewhere. I forgot how many people out don't have power right now. So God, y'all just touch and agree with us that this stuff will come on so we can get some air. We thank you, Lord. We know God's going to work it out. I'm not going to worry about it because I know he's already got it fixed up. So we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father, we do thank and agree with Evangelist McCormick now, God, for the blessing that they will have their heat back, their air back on soon, and all those that are in the neighborhood. But right now, their servants have to suffer. But through that, the praise is still going on. So we are touching the degree that there won't be no repercussion from not having the air on. But any time now, we're looking for the Lord to bless for it for them to get that generator or whatever it is that they got to fix on the poles and stuff like that done. God, we give you glory and honor. At this time, we're going to have Mother Pastor Sims to pray, and then we'll take our prayer request.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight. We give you high praises, Lord, for even this prayer line existing to lift up people. And as I listen tonight to all of the prayer warriors, you could feel the love of God just permeating this whole channel and spreading it, because that's what it does. It spreads and it liberates, Lord, sets people free, Father. We thank you, Lord God. We give you honor and praises. We lift you up, Father, because you said if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. That's what we come to do tonight, to lift you up, Lord, that somebody, barren men and women, will come to the knowledge of your great love. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And, Father, we thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son into the world. And he came, Father, you sent him to show us the way back to you. And if you read in the book of St. John, it tells you over and over why he came and what his job was, what his quest was, what his desire was to show us him and how much he loves us. And he says that in the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, and we shall not want. Yes, Lord, he makes us to lie down in green pastures. Father, you are just a gracious, kind, loving God. And then again, you said, truly goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And then you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's a promise. Those are promises. And we lift you up tonight, Lord God. We come before you, Father, with so much distress and disease in the land. So many odd things happening, Father. So many things that shouldn't happen, but Father, because a lot of evilness has been released in the land. Grizzly bears are coming up ringing people's doorbells. Things are just happening all over the place. As one of the prayer warriors said at first, when he said he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And if he's with you, Psalms 91 says, we hide under the shadow of his wings. He sees what's going on, and he's going to come and see about you because his word is true. Father, we love you. Father, we pray for the COVID and any other disease, any other evilness that's been released in the land, Father, that you would cause it to leave, never to come back. Send it into outer darkness, never to come back this way, Father. All of these things that's been going on, we know it's not you, Lord, but we know that you know and you can handle it. Father, we give you honor. We give you glory. We ask your blessings, your mighty and strong blessings upon everybody on this land, on this line. And thank you, Father, that Pastor BJ has a heart so deep and so loving to all of us that she, because you have somewhere to go. You have somewhere where you can hear prayers. You have somewhere where you can ask for prayer. And, Father, we all need that, and we ask that blessings just come forth, and so many blessings in the time that I've been on here. We've heard so many miracles and so many things happen because the warriors prayed in unison, come together and pray and ask your great and mighty blessing. Father, we love you. We give you honor. We give you glory, Father. We pray for mankind everywhere, Father. We pray for these people that's in bondage, the sex traffickers. Father, cause an end to that, Lord. Stop that from happening. People come up missing. They got them somewhere being a sex slave and all such a thing. Men, women, boys and girls also, Father. Please, Lord God, come to our aid and our rescue. Help us, Father, to have patience and to stand, sit steady in the boat, not wavering, Lord. Help us to be Proverbs 3:5-6, proclaim us, Lord, and not only proclaiming it, that we live, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct thy path. If we can master that, we'll be blessed. Father, give us wisdom. Give us discernment, a better understanding of your word, Lord, and help us to love you more and more, Father, and get closer to you, Father, that you would show us the right path to take, the right things to do, the right things to say, how to spend our money, how to make good decisions, Lord. But, Father, we just want to tell you again, we love you. And we praise you, we give you honor, and we give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, and thank you for your grace. Father, we ask for all these blessings in the strong, powerful, and mighty name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord, in your name. Amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. What an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Get ready to open all the prayer lines now, so anyone that have a prayer request, praise God, that the Lord will bless and move upon your heart to when your request is made, that it will be answered. Glory God, speedily. And the one that Mother requested even tonight for that whatever storm that came through or whatever happened outside, and prayerfully it wasn't an accident either, too, as well. Praise the Lord. We bless God. Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sickness. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. The life of God flows within me, bringing healing to every one of us, fiber of our being. Matthew 8:17. What's the noise in the background? John 6:63. I am redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3:13 is flowing in my bloodstream. It flows to every cell of my body, restoring life and health. Mark 11:23. Luke 17:6. We're standing on this word for all of us. Bless the Lord. And the last one, 1 Corinthians 6:19. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. To make demands on my body to release the right chemicals. My body is in perfect chemical balance. My pancreas secretes the proper amount of insulin for the life and health. We bless God for all of us as we stand in the gap and believe in God, not only for the spiritual part, the physical part, and whatever else in that we are needed for whatever capacity in Jesus' name. What are the prayer requests we have tonight? Bless the Lord. Maybe I have to close somebody's line. I have to go down because there's too much noise in the background coming from somebody's background in their home somewhere.
Let me move to another room. It might be my refrigerator. I don't know.
Oh, well, Brother Black is doing that while we're trying to research that sound. In the meantime, who has any prayer requests that we need to come on? And in the meantime, while you're getting your thoughts together, does the prophet have anything that she want to share with us tonight, too? Well, evidently, she's not having anything at this time. No one else have a prayer? Yes.
I had a young lady text me with a prayer request for a church. It's her prayer request is that it's a pastor deal and his church. She's asking that God would give him the finances to pay the church off with less than half of what they were asking, and to do away with the balloon payment in Jesus' name. So do I need to repeat that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's I don't know who that is, but she said she's asking that the Lord would grant the finances that's needed for him to be able to pay off the church with less than half of what they're asking, and to do away with the balloon payment, whatever. In any case, so I told her I would mention this, so. In any case, I'm mentioning that in Jesus' name. So we pray and ask God to let his divine will be done with that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll take that request, and we take the next one after. Father, we do come in agreement tonight. That request, glory to God, is not outside of your will. We pray, glory to God, for your divine intervention. God, for this church, glory to God, is there. Pray that they're walking up right before the Lord trying to do what's necessary to have a place of housing, the people to minister to them, to encourage the, you know, the yoke to be strong, people to get saved. God, we are praying that you will bless in this and work a miracle for you can touch a man's heart. Nothing's too hard for you. You're getting computers too. But we're asking you all to touch hearts, that it will be half of what's been asked and whatever it is. And you can do that exceedingly abundantly above more than what they're asking and move in a miraculous way. But we're standing in their prayer request agreement that it will come to pass for Pastor Deal and for that church, and God, for them to recognize and so forth when it does happen, that you get all the glory, praise, and honor. Whatever they do, they glorify you continuously in the work that God called them to do in the name of Jesus, that that burden will be lifted. And God, and even those funds, that even whatever they're saving through this, that it will be put in the proper place and that you'll get glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone else?
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. Okay, if there's no more prayer requests, we do thank God for all the mighty work that God did tonight in the prayers. They were so powerful and so profound and so heartfelt. And God, we believe in the midst of it all that you're working miracles in the body, working miracles in the church, in the homes, in this nation, for our president, in the things that the people are going through, for the water, the food, the clothing, the shelter. Glory to God, be restored. Those are going through in Tennessee, God, those are going through over in the various different states and also around the world and even in this war. God, we are praying, God, that you continue to bless, heal, and deliver. And even the situations with our enemies, you told us to pray for them. We're praying for their minds, praying against every satanic and demonic force come against their mind for them to do hideous and glory to God, horrific things to cause other people's lives to be in jeopardy or to even take lives. We plead the blood to expose those demonic forces of the plots and plans of, glory to God, this killing and this, glory to God, plotting to go and blow up this or go and shooting and whatever. God, we're praying more exposed on their way or even in their preparations. Pray conviction upon the hearts that people have knowledge about. They can't rest and sleep till they open their mouth and say some things about some things that are going on. Open our hearts and minds so we can pray like we're supposed to pray so you start revealing things. Because I believe you're going to start using more, as we've been saying over the years, that you're going to start using more and more people as they pray and seek God's face. We'll be able to share some information that will grow to God, expose the corporate, even whether it be through the police or be through a situation that's going on, exposing glory to God for whatever method God wants to use in the name of Jesus. God, we're just praying like never before, and the body of Christ will come on one accord with you or with one another to do what God has called us to do. And anything that's trying to come against us while we're trying and doing what God called us to do, we plead the blood of Jesus, bind it up, and loosen from his assignment. Help us not to be fearful and fretful because of what things are coming upon the land. You said that fear is of the enemy, and the world will have that kind of fear. We're not to have that kind of fear. There will be fears that will come up against us, but you told us to cast those cares and concerns because we know we're growing on different levels. But after we go over to God, really get in God's presence and go over to God in his word and really trust him, glory to God, fear should not have no place in our lives. Even when it comes, glory to God, we're to cast it down, cast it out, bind it up, and loosen from his assignment. Because there are things that will come to challenge us. But God, you're still on the throne doing great and mighty things, and we got to put our trust and our faith in you. We bless you again for these prayer warriors. You know what their needs are. You know what their desires. You know what their sacrifices are. And we believe in you that you pour back into the abundance as they walk in obedience to that that you called them to do. And the people that is on our heart that we pray for all the time, the people that we may not call up all the time on the prayer lines, but in our hearts that we be talking to or praying with or outside, glory to God, these walls, God, we're asking you, Lord God, to bless and touch and heal and deliver. And God, we thank you for favor. Favor in our lives when we go out to places that go over to God and find in favor is you. Things over to God that be in a different situation if it wasn't for you giving favor and glory to God making those provisions for us. So we give thanks and glory and honor to you. We pray glory to God for Pastor Burton and pray glory to God for her and bless and continue to touch that shoulder and that hand. We thank you, Lord God, touching my eyes, blessing her and healing and deliverance. We just trust in you. Praying for my dad, Bobby, how from his surgery that you bless. Pray for Mother Freeman. Touch that lady. God, bless that woman of God. Bless and touch her heart. Glory to God in her body that aches and hurts. Strengthen her and encourage her. God, we pray and glory to God for so many of our elders. Glory to God, no matter where they are around the globe, and even some are struggling now, even for their food, and God, for even trying to pay their little bills and trying not to have enough money sometimes for their medication. Plutch, God. We are believing, God, not only from the government, even for the our churches.
even for those that are in charity, God, and some that even for their own families, sometimes even having that they can help their own, but them sometimes greed calls them, glory to God, and other things in their lives that they don't even look out for their own widows and, glory to God, parents and grandparents and stuff like this when they're trying to live their best life. We know there's various situations that cause these situations, but behind it is the enemy, whether you use somebody being selfish or they use somebody, glory to God, trying to rob them. The blood of Jesus, help us all and help us to stay alert as we go in and out. And we bind up this monkeypox and this COVID and all these other plagues and other incidents and accidents and other things and the tricky accidents. We plead the blood of Jesus, curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy. And we speak life and health and wholeness. And we thank you that if you be for us, who can be against us? Thank you for your word, causing it to come alive in us, a hunger for it. And pray again, glory to God, for Mother McCormick and her family over there and the children and the grands and whatever like this and husbands. God, that they don't have to be suffering up under that heat and other people around them. And even some might be in conditions, glory to God, they need that air to be on for their health. God bless and touch. Thank you for keeping us all in the name of Jesus throughout these storms and all these other things that are going on in the land. We love you today. We appreciate you. And we pray for Brother Black as he has been telling us for months that school was coming up. Glory to God, now is here. We're praying, God, that you will bless his ever endeavors. And as he go out to go to school and come back in, or whether he's doing it at home, wherever it may be, we're praying, God, that you move in a miraculous way, God, and bless him with the knowledge. And even for him to be a witness, even there as the Lord lead him, let his light shine, that others may, glory to God, want to know what is it that caused him to operate the way he do, to be so jolly, to be, glory to God, the kind of have a kind of demeanor he has. But God, we're praying that he does great in his grace. No incidents or accidents there. In the name of Jesus, at Culinary School, we're praying, God, that you're blessed, that even if you don't come on with the last half hour every once in a while, that we will hear his voice, that God, he'll be encouraged. And we're praying, Lord, for all of our children as they go to school, the ones that have children going to school, grandchildren, the great-grands, bless and protect and shield. And even for those that are adults that want to go back, and even for their jobs, protection and shield. Thank you again for Pastor Bird. You bless the prophet, bless her in a special way. Thank you for Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, Mother McCormick, glory to Pastor Sims, glory to God. We thank you, glory to God, for blessing Sister Rachel, touch her body, and her daughter, glory to God, been going through, and they still haven't came online, but we did got a chance to minister and encourage and pour into her spirit on Sunday. God, when we come against whatever the attacks that are coming against them right now, and even for the daughter that's going through with her body from that accident or hurting her shoulder, her arm. We plead the blood of Jesus. That depression, oppression will not come in, but thank God for the encouragement. The sister says she's been praying and we're getting before the Lord in her word, but whatever else is just hindering her, we plead the blood of Jesus that you continue to bless. Pray for glory to God, Evangelist. Lord have mercy. Kincaid, God, that's on the line for a little while. God, we pray, God, you continue to bless her, strengthen her, and encourage her heart and give her some directions on some things that she got before the Lord, that she will have the wisdom of God in the decision-making and some things that's laying upon her heart that she'll be anxious for nothing. We'll pray, God, that you will bless all, glory to God, those ones that we called their names up earlier, in the name of Jesus. And I thank God, a girl for Mother Usher, as my brother already prayed, that you continue to bless her. Thank you for the wisdom that come up out of her. You are so awesome and so wonderful. God, we just thank you. Let us not take nothing for granted, but not walk in fear, but in faith, but still yet being alert in the name of Jesus and binding up these satanic and demonic forces and this untimely death and some of the people that we've been hearing about, some of the things that have been happening. But God, you're still in control. You still deserve all the glory and honor. Keep us and keep our minds and pray for our long-term and short-term memory. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Sister Noel. Glory, I hadn't heard from her, even when we've been trying to touch base. We pray that all is well in her family and her mother, glory to God, with dementia. And pray, God, for her body. God, you just bless in the name of Jesus. God, we just love you so much, Sister Brenda, as well, God. We know, glory to God, whether she's on another assignment or what's going on in her life. But thank God that she's still faithful in her church and what she's doing. God, we bless God for all that God has done and doing. And God, I pray for this little grandbaby, Imani, as she searches out going working, a hard worker, but God blessing her direction for school. Let it not be, glory to God, like Pastor Bird and we and her mother and all the her aunties, all we've been praying. Don't let, glory to God, these little jobs hold you up from letting too much time pass
and not get in school. So we are praying for the education. We are praying for all of our children to draw closer back to the Lord, and even for some that are backslidden, our grandchildren. However, we are praying, glory to God, now see, be blessed and be used for the glory of God. Help us to hold fast to the foundation of what God's word says as we pour into them as the Lord leads, but keep prayers going and believing the hand of the enemy is going to be bound up. He's not going to destroy their lives and get them off on the wrong course. We believe in whatever it is that God's going to bring them back in alignment, and they're going to do great exploits for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Bind up every plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, any scheme that he has, glory to God, to come, glory to God, to manipulate or to come in, glory to rob, and even for the spirit of discouragement. We plead the blood of Jesus that in the body of Christ, we bind up all of that too, as well as coming against our youth as well. We curse and cancel that assignment along with the spirit of suicide. In the name of Jesus, even that suicide demon that come against those that even for ministry, we plead the blood of Jesus. We bind you up, Satan, and loose you from your assignment, cast you out and send you back to the dry place in which you came. We speak back life, health, wholeness, awareness, peace and joy, obedience and submission to the will of the Lord. God's financial, spiritual blessings, but most of all, a hunger and a love for you that, glory to God, we'll find ourselves obedient to your will. Let the manifestation of the power of Jesus Christ, glory to God, be manifested in our lives that the world may know our God is still on the throne and he's still doing great and mighty things. I pray, glory to God, for a change and transformation to live for Jesus. Amen and amen.
Glory
be to God. Amen.
Amen.
If there's still no requests, we'll get ready going to say good night. Pray for glory to God, Sister Minister Johnny Mae Simpson, that will be our next speaker, as we've been saying for the last couple of weeks, will be for our second Sunday service. So we pray God blessings upon her and that word will come forth and they're also blessing her endeavors in her household. In the name of Jesus. We bless God for
Amen.
You. Love you.
Can
praise
I just
God.
Say one thing before we hang up?
Yes.
God dropped this in my spirit. God wants us to be alert and begin to pray and come against beastism. That's going to be the next thing that's coming because this spirit of lust is something else. And I was sharing with Pastor BJ that this commercial came on the TV. I don't even know what they were trying to sell or nothing, but this man is laying on the couch. And he is saying, oh, that feel good, or something. And when you look down, it is a bulldog licking him in his privates. It is a trick of the enemy, and it's the next thing that devil is going to try to usher in. So God wants us to be alert and start praying against that thing now.
My God.
Because people's minds are so messed up now.
Yes.
And it's all about sex. I don't know what this thing, but we know it's a demon. We know it's the spirit of lust and divination that is loosed in the earth. But God just said to me, that's the next thing that's coming. So God wants us to be alert as the body of Christ and begin to come against that because they were brave enough to put that thing on TV. And so we know that that next move will be even greater than that. So I just want to share that so that we can be aware and begin to come against that spirit in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Mother McCormick, Willett, you want to take that and pray, and we all be in agreement?
Yes, ma'am, in the name of Jesus. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that God brought this to the attention of the saints so that we could say something about it. And he said, whatsoever we ask him in the name of Jesus, praise God, hallelujah, that he will give it to us so that our joy will be full. And Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we come against this demon of bestiality right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that whatever we ask you, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. So we cancel this plot that the enemy is trying to set right now, and we say that it will come to void and null in Christ Jesus' name. We cancel every plot, scheme, trap, Lord God, that the enemy is trying to do, Lord God, to bring against more vulgarity in the earth today. And we plead the blood of Jesus against it. We bind it up right now at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that your word says whatever we bind here, God, you are bonded in heaven. So we bind up the demon, the spirit of bestiality. We plead the blood of Jesus against these illicit, immoral sex acts in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, everything that's not like you, Lord God, the enemy is trying to exalt itself, and we say he shall not have his way. We proclaim it, declare it, and decree it right now at the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you said whatever we ask you, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. So we come against this demon spirit of bestiality. We plead the blood of Jesus against it, and we bind it up at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we give you praise, glory, and honor, and thank you, Lord God, that what we bind here on earth, you are binding in heaven. Glory be to the Most High God. We thank you. We bless you, Heavenly Father, and we count it done in Jesus' name, because as your authorized agents in the earth, we have a right to say something about this stuff that the enemy is trying to pull. And we plead the blood of Jesus and bind it up in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, amen. Hallelujah, glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Mother, you was about to say something, Brother Black?
Yes. There's this gentleman that used to come in and ask for prayer for his family, for his daughter. So I'm going to lift him up right now. Father God, Lord, that gentleman, somebody's brother, God, that used to come in and ask for prayer, God. Lord, how his heart really wanted prayer, God. And we just ask you, God, Lord, to watch over him, watch over his daughter, watch over his loved ones, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the petition that he requests, God. And, Lord, save his soul, God. Lord, from the inside out, God, let his life, let his family's life never be the same. Lord, any ailment, we rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. Every sickness, disease, every weakness, God. Everything, Lord, that's not like you, that's under the curse, we bind up, we cast, Lord, into dry places, God. Now we loose your peace, Lord, over their lives, God. Lord, nothing missing, nothing broken, God. We loose your love, God. Fill their mouth, God, with your word, so when they speak, they'll share your love and let it be with fire, God. Lord, and we just thank you for your compassion, Lord. How your ministering angels are around about them, God. Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, that all is well in their lives, Lord. And you're opening the eyes, Lord, of them. You're enlightening them, God. You're illuminating them, God. Lord, by your spirit, God, Lord, that they can begin to understand more, God, as they submit to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God. We give glory and honor to you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, for those that need a promotion right now on their jobs and struggling over to God and doing their job, and this has been occurring where they've been, glory to God, being rejected or either they've been used. God, I'm praying they don't be discouraged and they don't lose out on their jobs now because all the games that are going on with employers now, even though things are short and people not going to work and other than that, but some of them, glory to God, are even blocking things, glory to God, where other ones could do better. I mean, where they could be better on the job if they were, glory to God, considered of the what they have been glory to God, they have invested in. God, so I'm praying for whatever their worth is, that there will be blessings and for it, even from my son-in-law, glory to God, for all he's doing in his traveling. God, I'm praying for some promotion, financial in that, and even for the one that want to play gatekeeper because they jealous, glory to God, on those jobs too. We plead the blood of Jesus. Let the covering come off. God, we pray for our youth, glory to God, as they go to work and also when they're at school, that glory to God, they give them a fair chance to be able, glory to God, to be able to grasp the knowledge they need on the job and also for their education so they can excel. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray against that spirit that caused them to be just the what is that spirit with that? The people, I mean, just when people are, their attention for even the job they need to do and not to be so anxious when things don't go right just to walk off jobs or walk off over there for whatever things that have been planned for their lives, that God has doors open and the enemy comes in to rob and they're not even being aware. And their attention is too much on the phone or on the internet or on this, that, and the other, and their not concentration is not there. We are praying, even some adults having that problem, but God, we are praying that you will bless move because there's too many things with people losing their jobs and their homes. And God, we are praying right now. Some things are not related to this and some things is. So I ask you, Lord God, to bless even an area of promotion and for jobs and even finding jobs and better jobs in the name of Jesus. And for some of us that go over to God that might be on fixed incomes, we're praying for some increase and some abundance and overflow money to come. As believers, you said we're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And God, we know there's some things that we got to come in alignment with for it to happen, and we know some things is blocking some things. But we just got to stand and believe you, call those strongholds down, and help us to be aware and alert of what we need to do, whether it's in that financial realm, in the physical realm, or whether it's some things over to God, you're telling us that we are not allowing you to have free reign in. And we come against these little foxes as well, and we pray encouragement to the body of Christ as well. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
And
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord, my dear. Oh, you about to say something again?
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, yes, we come against dementia and anxiety in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And Father God, and even the evangelists, Lord, when the speakers came, they just came on and spoke. And even the lady in the pharmaceutical, Lord, business, the job that she was hoping to get, God, Lord, we ask you to bless them, Lord. Lord, let not one person that's on this prayer line that don't even speak, God, not be blessed, God. Let your anointing, God, trickle down, Lord, from Prophet Hubbard all the way down to every last person, Lord, on this prayer line, God, like the oil that ran down Aaron's beard, God, let it come to pass, God, and let them have a testimony about your greatness, about your glory, about your goodness, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. And that's one other thing I'm just coming to my mind as well. I'm going to come against the thief that will come against when God bless and finances does come in. And even when it's not just the finances, but when God bless and favor be in our lives, that the devil will not come in and start attacking the home and start attacking, glory to God, the vehicles and attacking other things and causing other problems for things to break down, for monies to have to be poured out when the money needs to be coming in. We curse and cancel those assignments right now in the name of Jesus, that everything operate like it's supposed to, other than the normal conditions, what things need to be done. In the name of Jesus, come against any plots, plans, and schemes against that, and any accidents and glory to God, incidents that will come up in any trickery of the enemy trying to rob us out of our finances. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we call in forth that the enemy will be bound up and loose from his assignment and of a little trick and scheme that he have against those things too. We bleed the blood of it, and we are not going to be worried and anxious and looking over our shoulders. We're looking to the hills that's coming to our help. We're looking up to God after the finish. We're going to speak those things that are not as though they were, and we're going to continue, glory to God, to press and pursue after the things God called us as we walk in forgiveness and walk in love, walk in obedience to that God has said, and hold it on to the joy and the peace of God in the name of Jesus, and not leaning to the left or the right, but glory to God, and laying aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. And even things and people that we might need to release, just pray for them and let go, but time to move on, glory to God,
as they become weights and stuff, and it's time to move on to the next level of promotion that God want to give us. But sometimes we're looking back or holding back or have somebody holding back, no ball and chain on nobody in our lives, whether it be family or even from on the job or some evil ones in operation or even somebody that was as close as us when their season is up or whatever it is that God has for help us to be able to hear your voice so we can be promoted to where you want us to go and not glory to God in our own minds. And when you are speaking, God, let that false humility get out of the way and glory to God, be humble under the things you say and not hold back on what glory to God, God is saying for the next level. God, we just love you and love glory to God. We'll cover a multitude of faults, but we got to make sure that we're not condoning anything that is not of God. Move our own flesh out of the way, because in us, there's some things God still want to do, but he got to move us out of the way. We got to deny ourselves. So I'm asking you, Lord, to help us all to strive for more of you, but still have glory to God, that spirit, glory out of obedience to that you called us to do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It's time to move up to the next level.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Well, amen. Bless the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. And as he calls us to be the servants in these last days, help us to more and more find out the direction he wants us to go. We love you again. We appreciate you. Thank God for the prayers and the sincerity and the diligence and commitment that we all praying for more in the body as a whole around the globe. We love you tonight, and God bless you. Sweet rest and sleep, angels be in camp, and pray, glory to God, abundance and overflow of his word and also the anointing and also that glory that you may have desires to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, shalom, love you.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Jesus. Bless your name.
Yes,
hallelujah. You're worthy of the praise, God. Hallelujah. Teach us the Lord how to have a praise in our spirit on a daily basis. God, I thank you. In spite of all that's going on, you are still on the throne doing great and mighty things. I bless you, Jesus. I bless you. Oh, I bless you, Jesus. I bless you. I bless you, Lord.